And good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries, the Counseling Service, coming with another podcast. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we come thanking you for another day. We're thanking you for the wake up on today. And we're thanking you for bringing us through the day. And we are grateful. We thank you, Jesus. We just know, Heavenly Father, somebody did not have to make it on today, but you said yes. And you allowed them to awaken. Go into the nursing homes, hospitals, Father, wherever those are that need a touch. Someone needs a touch today. Someone's in pain. Someone's in depression. Someone's having anxiety. Someone's tired. Someone's burned out. Someone is in trouble. And we know, Jesus Christ, that you are a deliverer. And we thank you. We thank you. We just ask you, Father, continue to draw those in because time is at hand. Time is short. Draw them in, Jesus. And we are thanking you. We are praising you for all that you have done. And we say thank you for it all. All of it. Not some of it, but all of it. And we say we're grateful. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, amen, amen. I'll tell you, you know, I had to do this maybe about two or three times before I could get through. I'll tell you. But anyway, we're here and this is another podcast. I'll tell you, some of these podcasts, I get backed up till I got to catch up. And so I got a minute and I said, well, let me try to catch up. And here I am. Hopefully everybody's having a good evening on today, and we are grateful. This podcast is entitled Grief and Disconnect. Now, I know I was supposed to do this a couple of weeks ago, but like I said, that some of these podcasts may come a little later on, but the information's still the same. So here we are. And this is Grief and Disconnect. Scripture that I will be taking to start is Genesis 6, 5, and 6. It reads thus wise. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. I usually make a disclaimer all the time, and I talk about grief, and I always talk about how grief is just not of the graveyard death, as people see it is. Because I say that oftentimes, because when you hear the grievous grief issues, a lot of times it's around death. So that makes it difficult. That's why it's so difficult for people to talk about the issue. Because a lot of times there is some undercover fear in reference to talking about death. But as I always say, that it's not just the graveyard death, but grief is many things. Grief is a loss of a house. A grief is a loss of a divorce. Grief is a loss of money. Grief is a loss of different things. And these are things that bother you. these types of grievous things. They bother you, and it can get annoying. And what happens is you feel some kind of way when these things happen. Now you think about it yourself. If we took it one little issue, if we took it an issue of finances, so to speak, and a person didn't have money, they're grieving about that because they don't have any money, and they're trying to figure out how they're going to get some, and they need some, and the mind is going, and they're just trying to figure out, well, what are they going to do? So that's somebody that's in grief, and it bothers them. Also, with talking in reference to grief, when we read in this scripture here, that you know, man has, as you know, we are in a fallen world, and man has evil thoughts, and basically what he does most of the time is he messes up. In short, in most of the times he mess up. Well, guess what? Not even most of the time. I'll go back and say all the time. And then we mess up all of the time, because if you don't know Jesus, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to mess up. You're going to act up. You're going to cut up. You're going to mess it up. Things in life are not going to be good. You take a look at what's around you and you can see it for yourself. You can't say it's not there because it's there. So there is, when you think about this, there is a disconnect. There's a disconnect, and there's a lot of grief in it because it's not connected to the Lord. But you see, as we are told in this scripture here, that and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And that's talking about man and how man, his thoughts are evil. And then so you know if he's evil, you know it's inside of his heart. So in short, what that's a mess up. That's a mess up. And that's a disconnect. It's a disconnect from the Lord. So, but what the Lord did is, you see, and when you think about this, I tell you, when I was reading it and you think about it, you're like, oh my, it makes you give you something to think about. And that is for the Lord having to repent, making man. Now, you know, you think about that yourself. You know, the Lord, you think about that. You know, that's a kind of a statement that will get you kind of thinking that the Lord repented, that he repented making man. Like, why he want to do it? It's like, oh my goodness, that's like saying, what I do that for? Because of man's heart. But you see, it's because of disconnect. It's because of disconnect because of what man does. And how man, you know that we try to do it our way. You know, we think we're at Burger King or McDonald's and we want to have it our way. I've changed all of that and stuff. As long as you live in a fallen world, guess what? With the elements that are here, you know, it's always going to attempt to be temptation to get you to disconnect. It's always going to be a disconnect trying to get you to that place, because that's what the enemy is going to try to do. He's going to try to get you to disconnect from the Lord. But you see, we're not going to do that, right? No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to disconnect from the Lord, because we know that he has given us the power to sustain. Amen. Bless his name. So to disconnect. Now talk to somebody that don't know the Lord, and guess what? It's disconnect all over the place. It's disconnect all over the place, and there's grief all over the place too, because Every little thing that they're going to do is going to be with the motive for themselves. It's going to be with the motive to get what they want. It's going to be for the motive for it, whatever it is, self, them, self, 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 it's going to be for them. And it's grievous, but they will think, because a lot of them think when they got all the money in the world, if they have so much money that you don't have, They guess what? They think they got it all. But you know what? It's not true. It's not true. They don't have it all. They have a disconnect. Now, let me say, and as you know, a disconnect from the Lord, first of all, that's unwise, okay? That's unwise, and it's immature, and it's a terrible thing to have this disconnect from the Lord. And I'll tell you something, it's not suggested either. If anything, I admonish you to come to the Lord, that you come to Him and give Him your life, because you think, like I said, that you think that this grief bothers you, but don't know Jesus, and your grief is going to bother you even more. So I admonish you, get to know the Lord. If anything that you're doing that's against the principles of the Lord is a disconnect, okay? So know that. It's not a favor. It's a disconnect when you don't know Jesus. It's no good when you have that disconnect. Okay. Now, let me give you some examples. Let me give you just a few more little examples I did before in reference to disconnect. So disconnect, like in marriages, believers should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. 2 Corinthians tells us that. 6:14, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness. You're with somebody that don't know the Lord, and that's a person that you think everything is going to go great and dandy and all, but you know what? It's not, okay? It's simply put, it's not. That's a disconnect right there. There's a disconnect between the couple. One knows Jesus and one don't. And you can believe that one that don't, he's going to try to get you to come over to his side. So there is a disconnect there because you don't see eye to eye on that. So it's a disconnect. Another disconnect is that who we be with, who we hang, I want to say hang out with, who we hang out with, that we should not be just hanging out with people that do things that's irrelevant, not of the things of God. We shouldn't be hanging out with them. So again, that's being that unequally yoked with people that are not transformed in the renewing of their minds, but they're in their mindsets. But we should not be connected to them. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Not being conformed to the world. You know that the world, people that do these things that are not of God, you know, they're going to try to make you. You think about it before you came to the Lord, surely, that some probably tried to make you do little things, and this was enticing you and tempting you to do all kind of things that was contrary. But God was wooing you in, and your mind was changing, and your mind was being transformed for Him to Him. So you was connecting when you were coming and getting your mind renewed. And so we have to be careful of such. Another thing about disconnection. the self. The self, as we know, it has to be, guess what? Disconnected. Okay? Got to be disconnected. Something that we're fighting as long as, again, as we're in a fallen world, we're fighting. And we're fighting against the flesh. We're fighting against the flesh. We're warring against it because it wants to have its own way. That's a disconnect. That's a disconnect there. And we're working toward trying to get it connected to the Lord. I will be right back. I am talking about Spotify for Podcasters, which used to be the Anchor app. I have no clue why the name was changed, but in my book, they're still the Anchor app. And I want to say, as long as they get better, then guess what? They got my vote. The Spotify for Podcasters. I will say to you, give them a chance. Be monetized by them, and they're free. Come on over to Spotify. And actually, when you think about it with Spotify, Spotify is one of the major podcasts that many podcasters are on, many artists are on. Spotify, iTunes, they're on Spotify. So, come on over. And give Spotify for Podcasters a try. Let them monetize you. Almost got the word mixed up. Monetize. Let them monetize you today. And find out that you could be on other podcasts. Give them a try. On today, Spotify for Podcasters. Give them a try. In a troubled world, I pray the Lord to keep hatred from the mighty and the mighty from the small. Hey, I'm back to finish up. Grief and disconnect. Now, like I said, grief bothers you, and disconnect should bother you, and disconnect from Jesus should bother you. I admonish you to come to Him. Concluding about grief and disconnect, the best connection is with the Lord. That's the best part of coming to Him. Because to disconnect, John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. That's disconnect. But Jesus come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That's connection. That's connection to the Lord. And that's what you should want. And another thing with connection. Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and to Judea and in Samaria and unto the othermost parts of the earth. That's connection. So on today, get the real connection and come out of the grief of the disconnect. Come to Jesus on today, and you shall have victory. When you connect, don't disconnect, connect. And as I always say, and handle your grief. Blessings.